Hey, can we talk? I know it's a bit late, and you probably just want to head to sleep after work. But I really want to talk to you about this. Oh, what? No, not about that at all. You're doing just fine there. You have no reason to worry about that. Well, it's just, you haven't really been you the last couple of weeks. I know you're a quiet person, but the silence, it's just been deafening. You just deflect whenever I ask what's wrong. And then you stare into nothingness, just frowning the whole time. This isn't about work. Something unhealthy has you in its grasp, and this distance is only making it worse. Baby, I hate to see you unhappy. You know this. When we started dating, I made a promise to help you with stuff like this. You knew you like to project this image that you're a blank, unfeeling, resolute pillar of a man. But you forget. I get to see you let your guard down. You're a big softy at heart. Like a big teddy bear. Babe, why would you worry about that? You are not unlovable. Am I not some testament to that fact? Hey, baby, hey, come on now. I'm not with you out of pity or anything. Where would you get that idea? Well, clearly, you need to reevaluate yourself. I know you're not in the best shape of your life, but just because you're a little doughy, that doesn't just eliminate you from consideration. Have you taken a look at yourself in the mirror and noticed anything but your gut? If you did, you'd notice you're way more handsome than you give yourself credit for. I mean, for one thing, just look at your eyes. It's like staring into crystalline pools. And the more I've gotten to know them, the more I can see the sadness you hide behind them. But what you don't realize is how they shine when you're smiling, or the glint when you're planning your mischief. Those shoulders are so full and broad, but I can see the stress and worries you place on them. And it's almost a crime to see them slump when you're down. In your stature, when you stand up full and straight, especially combined with your calves, it's like I'm witnessing a statue come to life. That strength you project, both consciously and unconsciously, is so sexy. And I don't even think you know its effect on women. It also helps that you're so big. But apart from your physical looks, beyond the little bit of extra weight you have, you know what I love most? You are so unbelievably gentle. Physically and emotionally. You might think you're scary or intimidating or ugly, but anyone who thinks like that just doesn't know you. I've seen the tear that rolls down your face when you watch Wally. And I've seen the way you handle those tiny little kittens and puppies out of the barn. But most of all, I know the way you handle me. The gentle hand that strokes my scalp. The way you pull me so tight for hugs, but not so tight that I'm being constricted. The way you rub my back and my shoulders, unrolling knots so deep, I wouldn't have thought I had them in the first place. And the way you whisper sweet nothings into my ear. The sheer, unbelievable patience that you have for anything that frustrates or angers you. The list just goes on and on. Oh, and before I forget, you are a human radiator, so I'm never bothered about being the little spoon. No, I mean every single word I said. This is important to me. You are important to me. It makes me so sad to see you down and beating yourself up over things that you're so clearly wrong about. You try so hard and so earnestly to make me happy. I just want to return the favor. Now come on, snuggle up and let's get some sleep. You want to get some breakfast in the morning? I know you're a sucker for some good bacon and eggs. All right. Good night, baby. I love you too.